Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 4, we taught that if we are fleshly, worldly, or living in sin, we cannot please the Lord. So that's an interesting place to start today. Foundation for the Bible stands. Verse 22 of that Philippians chapter 1 says, but if we live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I wot not, for I'm in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Now notice, it doesn't say that it is better to be with Christ. It says it's far better to be with Christ. Far better. My friend, being with Christ is far better. Not just better. When we, in like manner, direct our love toward Him, we enter the joy and fellowship of what we read back in chapter 1, verses 3 through 7. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship, that is a partnership, is what the word fellowship means, with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father. Just think, a partner with the Father. And with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. That's why the word agapeo is used here. He finds His joy in us. His will directs Him to find His joy in us. This then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. You can't please the Lord and be fleshly. You cannot please the Lord and be worldly. You cannot please the Lord and live in sin. Okay? There's no darkness in Him. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. The love we share with Him is fulfilling, joyful, pure, and holy. But it can't be fulfilling if you don't set your heart to seek those things. The question each Christian should honestly ask of him or herself is, do I have that intimate knowledge of my Lord and partnership with Him that I really know His person as I would know the person of my child or spouse? And do I derive fullness of joy in that relationship? Although it makes the world hate me and religious people wanted to persecute me, as Jesus said they would in John 15, verses 18 through 21. You see, you men, when you've been married a few years and you realize automatically, without you having ever discussed it with your wife, something that would just displease her, so you don't even have to ask about it. It's a no, because you know that would displease her. I want to know God so well in His person that if something come up that I just didn't have a scripture for, I just couldn't think of a scripture, not that it's not there, I just couldn't think of a scripture and its application anywhere. I want to know His person so well that says He's holy, He's righteous, and to know His person like that so well, to know He would accept that or reject that based on the fact that He's holy and that thing lacks the holiness or righteousness of God. it has a fleshly tint to it. It's too accommodating to the world, to the flesh, and nothing for Jesus Christ. So I find that a very interesting thing to point out there at this juncture. This love isn't dependent on circumstances and happening, rather on willfully seeking to do things that please Him. Husbands loving their wives in this way is the best way to demonstrate how God loves us. If we fail to love this way, we fail as a Christian husband, and it's as a man, a dad, you're wanting your children to follow the Lord and trust God, then they need to learn the love of God through you. If they can't see that love of God working through you in the love you have for your wife, then don't expect your children to gain it right off the bat. They'll have to develop a stronger relationship with the Lord to see that what it really is, because you don't teach them by your example. Wives, submitting yourselves to your own husbands, even if that husband is, as we said in 1 Peter 3:1-6, an unbeliever. You're showing him God's love. So if we willfully love him, then your love in marriage will also be a higher level and quality, for you are doing it as unto the Lord. Oh, that so pleases him. My friend, when you think of it like that, the spouses, you know, like me, we're very imperfect, but our Lord is not imperfect. But we get closest to that when we love His way. That's the kind of love that we have to have towards God. Then you're love will constrain you to love as He would have you to love in marriage. And your love will also constrain you to witness to the lost, as we read in 2 Corinthians in chapter 5. And again, I was over there earlier, but now I'm going to look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and show you another passage in there where it says, let's just start here with verse 13. For whether we be beside ourselves, it is to God, or whether we be sober, it is for your cause. Now, starting with verse 14, for the love of Christ constraineth us. See, verse 13, it didn't matter what people thought. He says the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And he that died for all, that they should, which live, should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore, henceforth know we no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now, henceforth, know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. He goes on to talk about us being reconciled to God through Jesus Christ, now us being ambassadors for Him. You see, all of that is built on a love issue. The commandments of God are not grievous if you have love in your heart. They're only grievous when your love for God is weak, if at all. Then the commandments of God are grievous to you, because your inner man is wanting to fulfill the lust of the flesh. And that always brings defeat. So learn to love God this way. Remember, love does not measure what the other person does for you. Okay? We'll never do enough to deserve what Christ did for us, will we? So that's not what love does. Love rather sees what it can do that's best for the one they love. Now, let's move on there, though, from verse 19. I just thought we should spend some time on we love him because he first loved us. And we need to next see, if you will love God willfully, then you won't have a worthless love. Now, we'll never do more for Christ than he's done for us. But at least our love will not be a worthless love if we will love God willfully. In verse 20, he says, if a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? So, my friend, don't be a liar. A liar's love is worthless. Now, a liar's love can maybe sometimes benefit the flesh, but it will never benefit the spirit, the inner man, and eventually it'll destroy anything that was good in you, except God. It cannot destroy God, but it can destroy how you love God or serve God. Now, if God calls someone a liar, they're a liar. And don't forget, he's the judge, and he looketh upon the heart. Now, I can't see the heart. I can't say, well, that person doesn't have any love for God. That then is a judgment that is wrong because I'm judging his motives, and I'm saying that guy doesn't love God. Now, that guy's lying. He's cussing. He's drinking. I can say that guy's a drinker. He's a cusser. He's a whatever. And it's not judging him. It's looking at the fruits of the tree. You can tell a tree by its fruit. Now, I do have, and I'm encouraged to by the Lord, to judge a tree by its fruit, but not to try to judge the motive of another man. Now, this verse then fits in hand in hand with 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 8, whom having not seen, we love, in whom though now you see him not, you see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. That brings a question up in my mind because I so often fail because, do I love him? Oh, yes, I love him. But is my joy always full of glory? Is it always rejoicing? Not always. And that's when I get in the flesh, because there's a spiritual battle going on all the time within the believer. And so the question I have to ask then on that verse of 1 Peter 1:8 is, do I? Do we? Whom having not seen, ye love, in whom though ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.